And if, like Avril Lavigne, you are a bit of a mess, it's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94 wants you to join our Hot Mess Club. On Mondays, maybe you wake up, you're a little frazzled, you feel just a little bit like a disaster, you can't quite get your head on quite straight, and that's why you're a member of the Playhouse Hot Mess Club. Why are you a hot mess today, Amy Kay?
It was last night. I took a bath, I was feeling great, did like a detoxifying shampoo, I did a leave-in conditioner, my hair is fabulous, and then I went to grab my hair oil, but I also have a body oil, and they're very similar. Bottle sizes.
Same brand?
No, and they are different colors.
Okay.
The hair is blue, body oil's pink. But when you're not really looking and using your peripherals because you're trying to comb your hair, you just grab.
Can't relate to any of this.
And feel around. And I felt, and it felt like the bottle. I sprayed it. I put this body oil in my hair, and I looked like a grease ball. I had to rewash my hair.
How long does it take to like start back at square one?
It's not too long.
Okay.
It's just more frustrating, annoying.
Hour?
No. 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
No, it's not too bad. But it was just more annoying because I thought, I'm getting ahead of the game. My hair's going to be fabulous. It's going to smell good. It's going to be shiny. And then it got a little too shiny. Hence why I'm wearing a hat.
You know, is this why you just have this glow about you today?
It is all over my body.
A sheen. Just an absolute sheen. You know when you go get your car did and it's like, do you want the turtle wax? That'll be an extra $4. And you say, yes, I do.
Send it.
You look like you got that turtle wax, ABK.
It felt like it. I had to get it out of there.
Just glare. I can't even look over there.
So shiny.
Have you
shiny.
Seen yes, Moana before?
Yes.
I don't need any other words.
That's me in that song, the lobster or crab, whatever
yes.
it is.
Yeah. He's a crustacean.
Yeah. I know what it is. I actually really like that song.
It's a good movie. It's
the crustacean
bad.
Of illumination? That,
okay. Well, Terminator hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once. Now I know I can be happy as a clam. Because I'm beautiful, baby. Listen, did your granny say, listen to your heart. Be who you are.
When's he get to being shiny?
Seen her
then
later.
To tear her argument apart. Your granny lied. I'd rather be shiny. Like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just a sec, don't you know?
That was well worth the wait.
I think
yeah.
so.
Definitely worth the wait. Why a hot mess today there, E?
Don't get me wrong, I'm like anyone else that cringes with that daycare bill when you send it. But also, when your daycare lady is on vacation for a week, like mine, you find out real fast how your life...
Yep.
Spirals when you don't have the daycare around and the different things you gotta do to get the plan for the week kind of deal. So this is day one of that and I'm already frazzled. That's where I'm at.
Are you okay?
No.
Is there a Disney song that would make you feel better?
You ever seen Moana?
It's a shot, man.
One, I think it's like a lobster or a... Could be a crab.
It's a good one. I think it's a lobster crab. A larab.
Larab.
Why are you kind of a hot mess today? Hi.
Oh, my goodness. So I totally mislabeled drinks at a party. And long story short, some kids may have had some adult beverages.
Oh, you don't want to be responsible for that one. That's real bad. We went to it was not this Halloween, but the one prior. There was our house was doing like a fun Halloween party. And they had like the kids and the adult stuff laying together like that too. And I was like, you know, probably should put these on separate tables or something because it was really hard to tell. And there was a couple of kids where I was like, no wonder. Not mine. So that's good. At least one mine. But I just had a moment where I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that happened at parties.
It does happen now and then. What is that thing that has you feeling like a bit of a hot mess today? 237 hits, text 35270 to join the Playhouse Hot Mess Club. 655, Kilroy, Justin Bieber, it's Stay. Y94, I'm the Playhouse in the Morning, more music all day.
I do the same thing I told you that I never...
It's Playhouse Y94, why are you a member of the Playhouse Hot Mess Club today?
All right, so I had one night out for my kids, left the kids home with a babysitter. I was going to like my best friend's wedding, leave it to me to get trashed, and then... knock over the entire
wedding cake. Mm. They hadn't even cut into it yet. They didn't even do the first cut, take the pictures. I screwed up the whole wedding. I such a hot mess. Absolutely hot mess. You can't take me anywhere. I should have stayed home with the kids. And now I'm pretty much banned from weddings for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, and there's really no coming back from that either. And the thing with the cake is, I would say the people are more excited to see that cake roll in than they are seeing the bride walk down the aisle, right? Like, the cake is... The cake's the real star of the show.
I'm on the opposite side of the fence. It's a weird, like, I can't remember my cake. So
really?
If you knock it over and destroy it, that's kind of, in the moment, that sucks. But when I look back on it, I remember, like, remember when Kathy took out the cake?
Yeah, but you don't want to be known for that, though.
I mean, I don't know. I know it ruined it for my wife, but as the groom, I'd have been like, haha, Kathy,
just
you dog,
cake.
You.
I would be so embarrassed. I would not want to show my face.
You'd leave.
For years.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to come back from. It would be. And you're probably not going to get anyone that's there not going to invite you to a wedding.
Probably not.
Oh, come on. Is it that bad?
I think so.
Is it?
What are you doing that you nailed the cake?
Well, she said she was hammered and like fell into the cake.
Yeah. You'd be like pretty hammered.
Yeah. Part of me would deep down under at the moment I'd be angry. But when I looked back on it, I'd be like, cake.
I would say if the photographer is doing their job, they got a picture of that.
No.
And you just like laying in a cake. I would probably keep that photo. That'd be blown up poster size. And that we're hanging up.
Would you want that though when you're looking through your wedding photos and then you just get reminded all over again?
Is she covered in the cake? Like, did it come down on her? Because then yes.
I mean, I imagine her full body in this cake, honestly.
Like doing love a snow photo. Angel in it.
Yeah.
I'd love that photo. Love it.
It's like, there's got to be somebody that she came with. It's like, all right, now we got to go.
You know, on top of it, too, I'd probably be like, all right, Kath, things got a little crazy. Kath, by the way, is not anyone I know, Kathy.
It's my mom's face.
Figurative. So Amy's mom fell into my cake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd also be like, all right, you kind of owe us for that cake. You're going to have to probably split spill this thing with me.
That does seem like something that Kathy would do. Cause,
it really does.
I mean, if you know Amy, let's just say the apple didn't fall far from the cake on that one.
Sweet.
It really, really didn't. Are you seeing some people that are like, oh yeah, I'm a hot mess today.
Yeah, someone said, I'm a hot mess because I wasted 2 hours watching the Pro Bowl, forgot how horrible it is.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Isn't it flag football now?
Who wants to watch a bunch of your favorite football players play flag football?
What do you mean?
No.
They were like moving weights. One guy, they were jumping on some like trampoline thing and catching balls.
I think you watch the stuff leading up to the actual game. You watch the dodgeball. Mm-hmm. And that part is cool. It's like no one wants to watch an NBA All-Star game. You want to watch the dunk contest and the three-point contest. Yeah. I don't want to watch the game.
Oh, I didn't realize there was an actual game.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they call it the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I guess
there's
it was
a bowl,
just,
there's a game.
I guess. Someone else said, I've been wearing my winter jacket since before Christmas. Finally, this weekend, someone pointed out that I've had my tag on it the entire time. And someone else said, I just spent a lot of time this morning asking kids where my phone is. Where's my phone? Finally, they pointed out I'd been holding it the whole time.
It's in your hand there, Mom. You got that.
You ever done the... You're trying to find your phone in the dark, so you turn on the flashlight on your phone and look for your phone.
Find this thing somewhere. Well, it's like the where's my glasses on your face kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right? Like, oh.
Boom.
No kidding.
Hooked on your shirt.
Well, I remember the Hot Mess Club. 237, it's text 3527 off of the Playhouse as we play Rosalind at Snap. 7 o'clock, Y.84. Playhouse, Y.84. If you're ready to snap, because you're a member of that Playhouse Hot Mess Club, we want to know what's going on. Why are you hot
guys,
mess?
I just started dating this guy.
Okay.
And we got out of his car, and I remembered I left something in it. So he gave me the keys, and I grabbed it, and I left the car light on.
Uh-huh.
In his car. So when he went back to leave, his car was dead. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, you go to leaving lights on, especially, I guess it's been a little warmer the past couple of days, but some of those days where it's like super, super cold, you're just begging for that battery to go.
Mm-hmm.
Begging.
Do you think he was thinking this is a way for you to try to get me to stay longer? Like the car?
I mean, only if you're a crazy person that gives us those kind of vibes.
That's what I would have. I would have assumed that. If some guy accidentally left my light on, I would have assumed he did that on purpose and wants me to stay. And I'm in like a hostage situation.
Somebody siphoned all the gas out of my car. I wonder what's going on. Why do you smell of gasoline?
I would think something crazy was happening.
It's a It's a real thing, I guess.
I mean, I didn't think it was until 20 seconds ago. You see some people like, yeah, I'm a hot mess.
Yeah, someone said, I'm a hot mess. Hardly slept. Tried to make scrambled eggs this morning. I cracked the eggs in the bowl. Then I ended up pouring them right on my plate like they were done. And I just stood there confused for about 30 seconds. Another person said, grabbed my kid's baby key toy, thinking they were my car keys this morning. And someone else said, I put all the Tupperware dishes in the dishwasher last night with all the lids on. I found that this morning.
Oh, yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of cleaning them, I guess. Ew. If you get the lids on there.
Would it smell worse if it got all hot in there?
It's warming it up.
Yes. Ew. Yes, it would.
Our sushi got reheated.
Ew.
Yeah, why are you a hot mess today?
Oh, my gosh. So I changed my kid's diaper yesterday, and I totally forgot to throw it away. So it's just been marinating in my car overnight, and I got in my car and it just absolutely reeked, and I'm just like sitting in the stink and like spraying Febreze. Nothing's working, and it's just not a great way to start my morning.
You know, similar though to the idea of like warmth, aren't you glad it's not summertime?
Yeah,
and that warm diaper bacon in there.
Ew. Yeah, on a high note, you have obviously like some sort of warmish heated garage that you are pulling into and not having to, right? Because otherwise it would freeze.
Yeah.
And that smell would be
It still would be stinky.
You don't think that
poo
smell?
In there.
Yeah, but when stuff freezes, doesn't it kind of kill the smell for the most part?
If it's like frozen.
I think, yeah, it'd have to be really cold.
What'd it get you last night?
You got some young kids. Neither of them in diapers, though, I suppose.
Nah, the younger one is.
Okay, there you go. You get a good dirty diaper, you throw that in your car overnight, let us know how that goes.
Science. I'll do it for science.
We think it's been warm because it's been negatives, but still 32 is freezing, and that's warm to us.
Yeah. Built different up here, man.
You know, strolling around in like 33 degrees this weekend, I was just living life out there in my shorts, bro tank.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I was at the Monster Jam thing this weekend. The guys kept, like, the people would be like, man, you guys just, I don't know how you deal with the cold up here. And I was like, man, I don't know. It's 35 today. This is
It's springtime, bro.
Yeah.
It's springtime. And why are you a hot mess?
I was shaving this morning. I got the electric razor. And, like, I was kind of, like, looking in the mirror, looking at the mustache, kind of, like, you know, messing with it with my fingers. And I freaking shaved off part of my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, like, a big empty bar now in the middle of my eyebrow. Right square in the middle. It looks like, you know, sometimes like guys get it all faded up with lines. Mine's just like right in the middle. And it's like I got like three eyebrows now. I got my wife's mascara. I'm going to draw on the rest of my eyebrow.
It's actually fairly ingenuitive, really. I'll give you that, man.
Do you know like Snapchat shows your memories?
Yeah.
In my memories, it showed me, was like a Snapchat and it was the following morning and it said, I only have half an eyebrow. I do not remember losing half an eyebrow.
How'd you lose the eyebrow?
I don't know. But it was 4 years ago. Or 5 years ago.
Huh. Vague recollection of you not having an eyebrow for a while.
I don't know what I did.
I mean, you were probably drunk.
I mean, for sure.
So, there's that.
Stove explosion.
It's probably
gotta get rid of those gas stoves.
She's grilling again.
Yeah.
You know what? They really should do something about those gas stoves.
Somebody's got to do something.
Wish that could be more of a story.